And welcome to Community Kitchen. We're talking about those little extras, those little goodies that just make food taste a little bit better. They might take a little bit of chopping and cutting, but always make extra. But they just add that zing. So I thought today we'd talk about some salsas and a herb salsa. You'd probably use about 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds, about 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 25 grams of parsley. Never underrate how much flavour parsley puts in dressings and salsas. About 25 grams of chives, 3 cloves of garlic, 100 ml of olive oil, about 10 grams of mint leaves, and about 1 lemon grated and with the juice. Now, this is a beautiful fresh tasting, but has the depth with the mint leaves and the thyme, and it would go so well with any barbecued food, even using your mushrooms, fish. Always think of different combinations that you can use. Make that little bit extra, store it in the jar. Remember, don't contaminate. Now, pea and mint salsa. Fantastic with a dollop on a pea and ham soup. We're getting to that wintry flavour time. Excellent with a lamb chop. And I really love in the wintertime to make a lamb barley soup. It's so warming, and it's that the barley cooks and is such a great creamy texture. 190 ml of olive oil. About 60 grams of pumpkin seeds, and just toast them. You're going to chop half and leave half chunky. About 15 grams of mint leaves. 2 teaspoons of dried mint, because you really want that flavour to be enforced. Now, 250 grams of frozen peas, but you're going to thaw these prior to and process them with, and also about 1 tablespoon of lime juice or lemon if you don't have it. Now, this is going to be a strong and gutsy sort of a salsa, but imagining that as a lovely big dollop in a bowl of soup just adds to that extra punch and extra flavour. So I talked about persillade in one of my other shows, and I think this is a really interesting. It's a French sauce or salsa, if you want to call it. 50 grams of parsley, 2 cloves of garlic, and some walnuts, because you want to have that bit of a taste in there, that bit of a crunch. 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and 1 tablespoon of tarragon if you have it. Now, I see this as something that I would really love that with corned beef. I think that would sit so nicely with all those flavours, the Dijon mustard, the parsley, the garlic, the olive oil. But being a zingy mustard sauce, it would be really good on a broth, like a really nice vegetable chicken broth. And I think it would just take those flavours through really nicely. With the walnuts, you can roast them off if you like. But I would be inclined to just make sure they're nice and fresh, chop half, and just make them a little bit bit rugged. You know, keep bits of chunks in there because I think it'll add to the flavour. And never underestimate the changes that you can make with a pesto. I think we've talked about pesto many times on the show throughout the years. But just using something as simple as 40 grams of coriander leaf, chopped, 40 grams of almonds or cashews, and the juice of lime. Now, this is lovely. If you do an Asian broth with some dumplings or goodies like that, this sits really, really well on top of that, because it's just going to give that added extra, and it's not going to mix, you're not going to lose flavour. An Asian pumpkin style soup, and I love it when I do a pumpkin sweet potato with the coconut milk, with chili and all the goodies. This is just going to add to it and give it that little bit extra. And of course, you can oven bake your carrots with a little bit of orange juice, and then when it's cooked, put the yogurt base down. Your carrots sit on top, all beautiful caramelized, and then on top of that, you put that coriander, almond or cashew, lemon juice, pesto, and once again, you've created that little extra, which really sits very nicely on the family table.